What's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Lupin Sanders, and I am back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets for Season 6, Cock Rings. So, we have approached the final Friday of the first month of the new year, 2024, and we're ending January with a bang, okay? Because I'm talking about cock rings. Now, listen, last episode, I talked about a vibrating cock ring, so that's one of them. Getting into this episode, I have tried to see how they work. But they hurt. I don't know if it's because of my size that they hurt. I don't know how guys wear them. I don't know if I just got the wrong type. Because that was last decade. So I'm pretty sure they have way more types than that now. And I know it's supposed to squeeze you. And some guys do. I don't know how they do balls. Because I'm like, that's something that hurts really bad. But for me, it hurt. It was just too tight. And it does. And then, you know, it holds all that blood and it does make you a bit harder. But, it wasn't. Sorry, that was me cracking my knuckles. Or my knuckle. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I know the purpose of it is to increase, you know, to have a better orgasm or to be harder or something. Or I don't know, but I don't feel like I need it. I don't know. I remember the orgasm was stronger, but it just was uncomfortable. It was just uncomfortable. I have my notes. I guess I would try another one if it was more comfortable. So it has to be like, for me, it has to be like, because it was tight putting it on. So I'm just like, okay, it needs to be loose putting it on or something, and then I can tighten it up later. I don't know. But, that it just didn't feel good. And I really don't know, because I don't really need, and I'm not even boasting or bragging, but at this point, I don't need help with having a good orgasm because, you know, I had those on my own. So, and I'm grateful for that because that's not every guy's story. And let me be honest, that hasn't always been the case. Like, if you're going through a mental block or you're going through something, you're having like a, you know, a moment in your life, sometimes it is hard to have good orgasms or to have, you know, to have. Because I just want to make sure I say it. Because I want to be honest. I want to make sure I don't say too much. Because I know people go back and run stuff back. I guess we could talk about it. Because I don't think guys talk about it. I guess people talk about, erections and stuff like that at an older age. Like being able to last and have, being able to have them during the whole time that you're sexual. And having, you know, sexual experiences and moments. But the thing is, if you're not all the way there mentally, as far as like if you're going through something mentally, like if you're going through depression or if you're going through, you know, somebody who just died or, you know, so you're going through grief or something, you might not be able to stay erect, you know, the whole time or may not be able to be erect. So, and I'm just speaking generally. I'm not saying that this happened, that happened to me, but I'm just saying some things I've experienced, some things I haven't. So I'm just generally speaking. So, because this has been a study. You guys know I do research and I've done research for a long time about, you know, the male anatomy as far as like, well, the male sexual anatomy, if I could say that, and things like that. So, yeah, there's definitely been studies out there about guys not being able to stay hard and things like that. So I don't need a cock ring for that to stay hard because I'm good. And I don't need a cock ring to have better orgasm because I'm good there too. Thank God. I think I just want to, especially with this show, I just want to open up the dialogue and the conversation about embarrassing experiences and moments, whether it's by yourself or during sex or any sexual experience. Because I don't think we talk about it enough. Because sex can be, it's not, I think it's always, you know, people are trying to make sex to be like what you see on porn or what you see in adult films or whatever, or adult content. And it's just not always that. They're skilled professionals who are being directed on what to do, who have experience of what to do, and they're performing. At the end of the day, that's a performance. And at the end of the day, they have editing, okay? And they're shot from angles that make them look good and stuff like that. And they have proper lighting, and I'm sure their body is moisturized. I'm sure they, you know, they're oiled up and stuff like that. So, yeah, sex is not giving that. Okay, unless you just know what you're doing and you got a partner who's just blessed, okay, blessed from head to toe and blessed and highly favored. I couldn't get that rebuttal right, but if you knew what time it was while I was taping this, you'd be like, oh, dang, yeah, I don't even know how he's talking. But Yeah, I am taping this. You know, not during business hours. But you gotta get it done. I'm gonna make sure I'm giving you guys a great season 6. And having time for it. But yeah, I said all that to say, it's not always gonna be perfect. You're not literally gonna have a great sexual experience every time you go to masturbate or every time you go to do anything with a partner from when you first started doing that, as far as like, you know, sex or masturbation until you stop. So from age, from when you hit double digits or whatever, some guys, they start doing it when they're 11 or whatever. For me, it was 12. But anyway, whenever you start, you know, until you finish, until you older. So I don't think anybody's ever had, or any guy's ever had, completely total, you know, great or good sexual experiences their whole entire life. So I'm just saying, your whole life, it's gonna ebb and flow. So just know that sometimes it might not be given what it needs to give, you know? And I don't even know where, I've heard that before, but that didn't used to be in my vocabulary, saying that, you know what I mean? Or what I, like, oh, I didn't, because I remember I had a meeting with somebody earlier today, and I was like, yeah, that wasn't given what I was supposed to give. And they just busted out laughing. I don't know where I got that from, but yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, sex is not always going to, or masturbation is not always going to give what it wants to give. And just today, I was very frustrated because the site that I watch adult content on, they took a lot of stuff off. So that could have been because of licensing and stuff like that. Because I remember years ago, like, I'm not old. I'm only 24. But I remember years ago, like, it was like, you could find pretty much anything. But now it's like all these actors are not on there and specific videos are gone. So I'm like, oh my God. And I am picking when I'm choosing videos. So I the videos I like are very sparse. And then my freak Twitter, you know, it's a hit and a miss. And then some of the people that I like, their accounts are getting banned. So I'm just like, oh my God. So today, yeah, I was frustrated because I'm like, I can't find anything I like. And for me, I don't want to just get off just to get off. I want to get off on a video that I like. I want it to be worth it. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my God, what the heck is happening? And so it's at this point where I have to like screenshot videos or screenshot the title of videos so I can go back and watch those. But then some, you know, you can go back and watch a video and it's not giving what it gave when you first watched it. Or you're just not in that headspace or that mood. It just either don't turn you on anymore or you just not, yeah. Or then something, and you know, guys know, sometimes you don't want to watch certain videos until you get close, until you're about to come. Like, oh, I'm going to save that video for when I come. You know what I mean? So sometimes, oh, I can't watch that video because now I'm not even there. I'm not even at that point. I just started. So you know what I'm talking about. So you got to plan that. I don't have that. Yeah, I don't have the many options. And I've tried OnlyFans as far as like watching content on there. I ain't knocking nobody's hustle. And I'm not saying this about every OnlyFans creator. But for me, I feel like I got gypped because you will pay for a monthly subscription. And then the stuff that they have on there for free or with that subscription be like either a picture or a 1 to 2 minute video. And then they'll have like a automated DM in your DMs. And I'm like, oh yeah, buy this for $5 or buy this for $20. And then those will be the 15 or 10 minute, 20 minute videos that will, you know, get you there, get you off. I'm like, oh God, like, you know, so that definitely put a negative taste in my mouth for buying OnlyFans subscriptions. And I don't think that's how everybody does it, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. You know what I mean? That's like another Netflix subscription or something. So I have to really be into that person. I would have to really be into that person as far as, like, you know, like what they do. And yeah, because I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. Like, I understand make your money, but I told somebody this. I'm like, even when I do become where I want to be in my career and, you know, be successful or what I call successful, I'm not trying to get every single dollar that I can because I'm doing my career not only because it's my dreams, it's my aspirations, I want to do it, but I want to make a difference. I want to help the next person. I want to help the next generation. And I want to make history. I want to leave a legacy. So I'm not trying to do a whole bunch of subscriptions or do a whole bunch of like master classes or classes you can buy online and stuff like that, you know, as of now. But for sure, the subscriptions, I don't know. I it would have to make sense for me to do like a class or something, or me to teach somebody how to do something. It would have to be like a need or something that's never been done. And I don't want to just do it just for money. You know what I mean? So, and I said that to say, I'm not like money hungry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to charge either anybody or everybody for posting their stuff. Like, if somebody is like, oh yeah. Well, you say like, if I did an interview with somebody, I go on their podcast and I do an interview with them, I'm not going to charge them for me to post it on my social media when they promote something that I'm doing. You know what I mean? Or even if it's not even like a big quote unquote podcast or something like that, if I'm on the show, I'm going to either promote it or not promote it, but I will not promote it because I'm not getting paid. But I'm just like, yeah, that's, and I remember I saw, and it made me really mad because somebody was like, they had like a master class on something and people really needed it because it was a niche. I don't think people were teaching people how to do that. And they had their master class for 50% off. It was only for a month. And he literally had people in the comments saying like, oh yeah, I really needed this. This is really changing my life. But, oh, I saw this. My friend told me to check it out. But, you know, the discount expired. And he was like, well, I'm going to do this. I can't change it to 50% again, but I'm going to do 25% off. I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're seeing people need this, and it's a niche for people, but you're gonna still give them a discount, but then you're gonna charge them more. Like, I'm saying, like, stuff like that, especially. I'm not gonna do stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I tell somebody, but it's like, well, yeah, you're supposed to make money every way you can, and da da da. Get the bag, but don't be desperate. That's how I feel. Don't be desperate. Don't overcharge people and try to run over people. You know what I mean? So that's how I feel. That's my opinion. Beat me in if you want to. But, you know. And I'm also saying that from a mindset of that wouldn't be my only income. So I would definitely have more streams of income and more things that I'm doing so that I wouldn't need to do that. You know what I mean? I don't know what that person's needs is. They might need all the money they can get at that point. But even then, still have some type of compassion for people's dollars. And this was this was still when COVID was a national emergency. So, like, during that, you know, people's jobs is funny. And, you know, some jobs were sparse and people were losing their jobs. And, you know, people get kicked out their apartments. And it was just a whole lot of going on. So, I'm like, you going to do that during that time? Like, maybe he needed the money because it was during that time. But he even had more streams of income. He, you know, he was on a tour for years, I think he said. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not going to say who I'm talking about because they are talented and they are funny. But I'm just like, yeah, I wouldn't do that, you know. So, hey, I know we were talking about creams, but I told you in the previous episode of this season, on season 6, that I can go on a good tangent, okay? But, you know, I just go with it. It is, you know, it is a podcast, and it is a podcast. You're literally, that's what you do is talk, okay? And I do want to say, I was doing podcasting before it was popular. I will. Now, I was, like, doing podcasting before, like, and I'm not talking about this podcast. I started podcasting in 2018, which is when I started my radio career as well. So, I did radio and broadcast that year. So, I don't believe podcasts. That's when it was, like, you know, about to start becoming more popular. Because I remember I did, like, a radio camp. They were like, oh, yeah, podcasting. You know, you're about to see a new boom in podcasting. And then, boom. It was a whole bunch of podcasts, especially in 2020. I mean, hell, I created 2 podcasts in 2020. So, and both in winter of 2020. So, yeah. I forgot what I was about to say. But, yeah, make sure you keep listening to Stroker Secrets and come back, oh, my God, in February, which is so crazy. Come back next week in February in another new month. The last month of winter. Well, for me, it's the last month of winter, but I know spring don't start until like towards the end of March. Anyway, come back for the end of winter. The last winter month, or last full winter month, I'll say that. Come back in February next week for a brand new episode of Stroker Secrets. Listen to us every Friday at 12, 11 Central. Make sure you follow us on social media at Stroker Secrets. And stay safe and stroke often.